Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ricky Horton. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is hit by the pitch. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Gallego applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Gallego moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallego scores. Phillips moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Boston reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Welch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Welch, and towards Hubbard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to second. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Salas is 0 for 2 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Long now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Calderon. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Gallego applying the tag. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Parker pinch hits for Don Baylor. Jerry Ruse now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Gary Redus pinch hits for Mark Salas. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Gary Redus. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.